Podium Audio presents Irresistible Force, The Life and Times of Gorilla Monsoon, written by Brian R. Solomon, performed by Brian R. Solomon. This book is dedicated to the memory of Mrs. Maureen Morella, true wrestling royalty and a woman who honored me with her trust and support. It's also dedicated to the entire Morella family, and I humbly offer it as a tribute to the man who was so loved by them and by the world, but especially to Valerie, who was always around to answer with limitless patience all my pestering questions about the father who brought her so much joy. And on a personal note, to my uncle, Peter Papura, who motivated and inspired me to become a writer more than anyone else. He happened to be a theatrical performer and longtime WWF fan who showed me from an early age that pro wrestling is one of the purest forms of theater there is. Forward by Bret Hitman Hart. Few men have walked in bigger shoes than Gino Morella, especially in the larger-than-life world of professional wrestling, where good men generally die like dogs. Gino was a man's man, a guy who was loved and respected both in and out of the ring. I had the pleasure of meeting Gino in 1979 when I was just breaking in. He took the time even then to speak of his admiration for my dad and how he held special memories of his time in Calgary. Little did I know that my dad had taken him down to the Hart House basement, soon to be famously known forever as the Dungeon, thanks to Gino. That day in 1961 led to Gino getting cross-faced and getting a busted, bloody nose that somehow cemented their friendship. Only in pro wrestling do these things happen. Gino went on to become a legend of the business. He was as tough as he looked. Not only a tough wrestler with a real background, but more importantly, he became a huge draw and made a lot of money. Enough to earn his place as a top man in the grandest wrestling company of them all, WWE. By the time I wound up there, Gino was a made man. He took a shine to me in those early days, when my prospects were low and my future was dim. He always spoke highly of my dad and praised me, privately telling me to hang in there and to make my dad proud someday. Often it was simply a compliment on my match, but my day would come while teaming up with Jim the Anvil Neidhart and the Hart Foundation, when he bestowed upon me the moniker, The Excellence of Execution. I can't explain what a huge boost that was at a time when few even noticed me. One day I asked him why he dubbed me with such high praise, and he simply said, "You execute every move with such precision. It's the truth. You're a great worker, better than anyone else." Gino was a real friend to me in those early days. He was a great wrestler, businessman, family man, but more important than anything else, he was a true friend to everyone who knew him. He was famous for his honesty and his big heart. I can think of no man who ever had anything but the highest respect for him in and out of the ring. Gorilla was a second father to me, and I'll always be indebted to him for all he did for me throughout my long career. There was only one Gino Morella, and he had a platinum heart right till the very end. Introduction. Though it seems like a lifetime ago now, I once worked for WWE. It was an interesting period, what you might even call a dream come true. Truth be told, it spoiled me for any other job and was a 7-year adventure filled with a whole lot of rewards and a handful of regrets. One of those regrets is that I never got to meet Gorilla Monsoon. There were others from his era, the old guard from the territory days, with whom I would have my brushes during my time there. Cantankerous old Freddie Blassie, the King of Men. The amiable, gnome-like Arnie Skoland with his ever-present cigar. The trusted consigliere, Pat Patterson, slowly being edged out by the rotating cast of TV writers that they'd brought in to